Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Lila with some bedtime stories that I'd like to share with you. With me is our dear friend Dean Val, and also our very good friend Tim Von Pignon. And we have a very special new friend, Rihanna. And I'll be reading from the book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Duane, the great writer. We'll discuss the chapter and then ask you folks to please answer some questions after the reading. So, okay, here we go, book 6. Your Dream Visions. There are a lot of movies about pesky, invisible entities and possessions, which gives a good indication of where a lot of people are headed, even more than they know are now. The hardcore, rancid music of today, and all that is demonstrated with it, is a tap line connection for all those involved in the lower astral demons. I am not writing a commentary here, but an actuality of what has and is already occurring. And so, for those people who choose to align themselves with certain aspects of the lowest forms of life, their dreams will be more nightmares than pleasantries. There's a huge and vast scale of experiences for all of us, from the most unimaginable horrors to the greatest of lighted realms and universes. And each one of us has the advantage and opportunity to do so much better for ourselves. I would say that certain movies can be a very good objective view for one to see what this world is into. But the fact of a lot of people are becoming fans and worshiping movie stars and political people, that's absurd, because then a person can actually give themselves over to huge and unseen negative influences that they will have to work through, possibly for lifetimes. The real guides teach us to be independent, individualized, and free from darkness. So what could actually be better than recognizing oneself as light? It's not hard to see that the human history has evolved, and how the rep systems, and mainly the central church, have played the biggest role in the implementation of society's nightly dreams. And so we see why, with all the reference to dreams in the Holy Bible, no one really wants to speak up about a person's dreams today, because it would soon be realized and found out what the belief systems have done and are still doing to most of the unaware population. One does not have to be the great inspector Clouseau to figure out what is really taking place with the idea of God and the devil. If man's God is all-powerful, as people want to believe, then why is it God allows the devil and his evil to exist, unless they are one and the same? Scary thought for most people as they stand on this little floating rock in space and look up at the sky and wonder who is really in control. In book 4, The Adventures of Rebazar Tars, I lay out a great and fun scenario of people experiencing the adventure to learn from as I expose the real identity of the greatest deceptor of all. But of course, like the movie Rosemary's Baby, most people will think it's all science fiction until they begin to experience it for themselves. I'm not here to scare people, but what I am presenting, as the Rep Systems have done an excellent job of intimidating and scaring and destroying people's lives all along. My position is to show people where they have been and what they are presently involved with, along with what they have come to know, and those who are willing to take the risk and lead them to the real guidance and the real freedom. The four other bodies of man are not at all known to those of the social orders. What a person learns from their parents is the first 5 years or so. This sets the stage for the rest of their lives, as it can make a person strong or weak, stupid or unaware, or brilliant and perceptive. But the real secrets of life are never taught, but caught by a receptive awareness, as most parents usually have real connection to the true reality, but only to be on the invented systems of man. As a young child develops their other bodies emotionally, memory, mental, and subconscious, they become set into motion on their own accordingly, which is more like a machine that has been turned on to run its course. This then becomes a situation of sorts. Unknown influences, which are not for the most part understood by the personal consciousness itself, because most people have no idea what real guidance and real education is. They are at the mercy of not only the outside world of others' creations, they are walking in the dark when it comes to the open and endless vastness of other dimensions and realms that they're tied to. The memory body already has the seeds of passivities with it, and as it enters each new life and the individual unaware of these effects by the past, as they have to deal with what is so hidden from them, these become the karmic patterns of a person's life, which are understood by very few. The personal convictions one is taught with while they are young will generally last with them for their entire life. Even if they were in a situation to be brainwashed, it would be almost certain that they would hold to their former upbringing. The earth itself has a consciousness and is alive, which social humans know nothing about. The superpowers of this world look to their technology as their strength, not realizing that there is so much more in their environment than what meets the eye. Do you have any comments on this? Jim or Ariana?
Well, you said that the older person is stuck in their consciousness, so that's too bad. It's going to be difficult to present the new you presentation to them.
Yeah. It seems like it's very important that the young people on Earth right now are given this real guidance and real education about the new presentation. And especially as soon as they're starting to find out about life in this world, whether that's at 2 years old up through five, it seems like what Dwayne's saying there is that that's very important, how we teach the children right now on Earth or reveal to them the real education and the real guidance.
Yes,
I guess that's part of the homeschool.
Yes, it is. And then also, Lila, you mentioned movie stars, and that reminded me of a Facebook post I saw today about this big climate change meeting they're having in Europe. It's sponsored by the CEOs of Google, I believe. They're inviting all the elites, like Obama, Zuckerberg, Leonardo DiCaprio, a lot of big names, movie stars and politicians. Climate change is the theme. And guess what? It costs, you have to get yourself there, but after that, he will take care of the people. It's estimated to cost $20 million for the event. So what could $20 million do in Africa, say? You know, it's beyond ridiculous. And these people they're flying their private jets, big yachts to get there. There's a lot of money being spent that, you know, what makes sense? Could this money be spent as an aid to help others that are not, they're disadvantaged in some way? Also, they're demonstrating the old technology, private jets, yachts. I mean, they could be, with all the money they have, they could be developing new technology, clean technology. It's out there. People could, especially the elites, have access to this. If they really do care about the environment, they could demonstrate their travel to this event by traveling via some, you know, new technology that would not harm the Earth. But I don't, as far as I know, nobody's doing that. So this is just a clear demonstration of what doesn't make sense, but it's in the disguise of, like, they're trying, you know, supposedly helping the planet or figuring out what to do with it. Let's see what they figure out, because it doesn't look good.
Yes. Even the great geniuses of this world cannot have what nature will have for itself, as there are natural unseen forces at work which care for the earth and do not want to destroy it by stupid humans. Atlantis was perhaps the greatest civilization ever on this planet, yet it disappeared as nature had the final say. Today, the earth is standing to strike back, you might say. It will do whatever it must to offset all the pollution and disregard for it. Many would think it is the gods of man, but this is not true, as the gods cannot interfere, as they would then be responsible to the lords of karma. The gods can influence mankind, but that's about it. The influence, which is the hidden head of the three-headed Kowloon god, plays the biggest role in all that is taking place, with all the corruption and conspiracy from the rep systems. And she weaves her way into the hearts and the minds of people, because they want it so. Most people have determined it is their gods doing all the right and wrong on the earth. But this isn't so, because somewhere in the dark and misty path, humans decide to be anointed to unseen forces as their worshipped ideas. And so the gods became personified according to the creative minds of the time and to live on to this very day. All countries have their idea of their gods, and all of them are of a dualistic nature. And so as humans determine their fate with what they've made their agreements to with these deities, a secretion of sorts take place, thus becoming the overall controlling factor, which comes gasoline for their cars, but didn't really realize the effects of carbon monoxide poisoning. The influence is the same, only more so, as a living reality created by humans. What is physically seen from the eyes of humans is a sea of creative phenomena, which has been built from the dirt passed upon personal agreement. The human mind side sees what it wants to be true for itself and will make it even if it has to. What it sees does not agree with it. The basic idea is boy meets girl, and if the girl, as an example, is not interested, then the mind side of the male will go to work and try and make the situation according to what it desires, sees, and wants. This can be a fun adventure for the two people involved, or it can become a nightmare for both. It just depends upon the egos of the two. In the real universes of real light, there is no need of anything because everyone has the same opportunity for whatever they want. And so this is where the educational systems have completely failed those who took and looked to them for instruction. When it comes to the best understanding of life that one can get, it is true, they do deserve serve a function, but one that is very temporary. And when the person has been educated accordingly, at some point in their life's experience, they are left without any real experience and direction as provided by the real gods. Therefore, children are very susceptible to what they are being taught. And as they are given instruction, they can only assimilate an understanding according to the personal experiences that they have. A child, along with adults, picks things up as others demonstrate something to them. Humans, for the most part, are funny, but usually rather dull. By this I mean a parent can be smoking and drinking in front of a child and say to them, "You don't want to smoke or drink when you get big because it's bad for you." The child may nod his head in agreement because of what is said to them. But what is being demonstrated is their personal experience and not so much as what is said. So, who is the real dummy in this situation? Of course, there are the same adults who are polluting the air and the earth and expecting the authorities to clean everything up for them, or a savior to come and do it and take all their karmic baggage away from them. So as I have brought the reader to this point, it's obvious the thoughts and thinking of as a person entails the unconscious mind, and thus he creates dreams. This should be an indication as to the creative ability of all of us. Life is not based upon the creative systems or anything else of this earth, but it all occurs within ourselves as we learn to pay attention. All the outer institutions are contrived businesses from their own personal view, as it is their way to survive. And doing business on earth is a real position, but when it is implied that it is something else, such as divinely enacted or erected, then a real investigation becomes apparent for those who want to know what is really taking place. I have always suggested to people to... Excuse me. I have always suggested to people to test what I am presenting, and as they do, they find that it is real and does work. But for the most part, the social humans would rather watch TV sets and play with their cell phones than learn about the real survival. Don't you think that's true? People are so afraid to look at something new. They just don't want to be bothered. Everything's okay with me. There's nothing out there to look at. I'm fine. I've got some money now. I'll buy this new TV. I know they don't want to look. They're still ignoring it. And you're funny, you humans. What do you say? Somebody, Ariana, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's right on. It's true. Everyone I talk to is like that. Oh, let's turn the TV on.
Early on, you mentioned about you mentioned bills somewhere in there. Well, it reminded me of a Netflix series I saw a few months ago about magicians. And these are the top magicians: David Blaine, David Copperfield, Apollo Robbins, these well-known magicians who are, it almost looks like they're trying to outdo each other with their fantastic magic. And this is like sawing people in half, making an audience disappear, standing on top of a 30-story building and doing some kind of levitation or something. You know, I mean, just incredible things, manifesting money, manifesting objects out of thin air. These are things that beyond any kind of, you can see, well, these just, mirrors and all this. It's beyond all this. It's totally fantastic. Well, we find out that these people have deals with the elementals or the reptilians or the astral entities. They've made some kind of arrangement or deal with them so that they can do these fantastic tricks. And it's like Jesus did, walk on water, something like that. But there is a cost to the person. You know, what it is, I can't say. But when you're playing around with the psychic forces like that, there's going to be you know, a moment of glory, but after that, there's some kind of payment due, and if it's not for the betterment of people, you know, it could be whatever, but it's just kind of interesting that that's an agreement. And we see the agreement with the politicians, too, with the aliens and all that, you know, in exchange for their technology. The aliens can have some of us humans to work on, experiment on. Religions, too, the Vatican. I mean, there's deals being made all the time. That's why sometimes Netflix is good to watch and some of the movies, because another one I remember was House of Cards, where the whole show basically was like, you know, positioning yourself by deal making or offing people or slandering people to get to the top. And then they make their pretty speeches, you know, they go out to the public and pretend like they care. But all the time in the back rooms, they're just making deals. You know, they're just trying to get themselves to a position of power or money or both. So that's, deals are being made behind closed doors all the time.
A person's thinking process is basically ruled by their likes and dislikes, and what is not understood by humans, as they are subject to their personal self and their unconscious mind. It is that they are keeping themselves under the influence of the dualistic forces, which in a way rule the unaware. To most humans, what I am just provided here would really not seem to be a whole lot of anything, but to the real guides who know the encumbrance of being subject to the notions of the mind and what it always wants, they themselves will not allow the opposite of life in the lower realms to rule them. There are many examples all around us, and here is one that Paul Tritchell points out. Elizabeth, the Queen of England in that country's most golden era, was ruled by her likes and dislikes, despite the strict Protestant rule of morals in her time. She brought about the death of her cousin, Mary, Queen of Scots, whom she believed was threatening her throne. As she prosecuted thousands of Catholics and had lovers by the score. Talk about a woman with control, actually out of control, and paying for her misdeeds to this day. Francis Bacon, the philosopher under James I, tried to work out a metaphysical theory which he dreamed of a perfect world ruler for all humanity. This is similar to the ideal state that Plato and others had of a utopia in which man could live in peace with his fellow man. This is how unaware the human consciousness is. And so by thinking up some idea, deems that it will be so. But it never is, because as one gains experience, and as the years go by, which accumulates the age of a person, these values change along with the situations of this world. The human mindset and mind side is always tempted and justified itself seemingly endless ways so as to have lasting peace and perfection. Here is a fallacy that will always be. These ideas entail imperfect thinking and emotional assumptions, which have always proven to fail. The only systems that have sustained the wear of time and for any length is what the authoritarians and brutalitarians have established through constant intimidation and forcefulness. This is how reality of the earth is not from nature, but from humans. The rep systems and other institutions are based upon symbols. Everywhere we look, we see a symbol of a business or institution, which can be their logo or insignia. Most religions use the cross as their symbol, which was originally a grave marker and still is. And so it really does apply, as all religions are based upon death more than they're based upon life. They need to keep people in dead and death as possible here. And they try to control the after-death market also. The cross is a symbol of death, and it is so widely accepted as people wear the crosses and display them, but they do not consciously know that what they are doing, they are displaying death, really. Here is where humans will sacrifice themselves for a superstitious belief which has been marketed them into accepting their religious invented creations. In the mail, I received an advertisement from the Trump people today, and the symbol on their material is a gargoyle, which is a creature from the lowest realms of life, the astral hells. How many hints do people need before they see what is taking place with the control of their real awareness? As I'm going along here, I know what some people are thinking. Gee whiz, Duane, you criticize everything and everybody. Actually, I'm simply reporting the news as it happens. The symbols, as in this case, were purposely done, as they are a mark of control. But of course, the ones using this type of symbolism will flat out deny any connection or relation to its actuality. For those who saw the movie Ghostbusters, here's another hint. Those who I refer to have already made their choices in life. And so a real aware person would see that I am merely pointing out what already exists and not making up stories. As one understands the various levels of life, they will then see how those make their own connections to these areas. One can think of it as taking a cruise on a ship, and let's say that the captain of the ship is Donald. Where is the ship really going to end up? What is Captain Donald really steering the boat for all those on board, where they want to go? Or is he sleeping in his own direction, which will lead to where he will eventually end up with all that he has invited? Here's a fun test according to the questions that I just wrote. Before going to sleep, simply sing the new you for several minutes as you lie still. Then sit up and in silence on your bed and ask the question in your mind, Revisar, where would Captain Donald take me if I was on his ship? Think about being on the ship with Captain Donald the best that you can, and at the same time see Rivazar with you, and either demonstrating your answer or telling you. Pay close attention and try to remember your dream vision. Be sure and write it down in the morning so that you can become more aware. It will be your experience. You'll know colors, symbols, and presented fronts of created ideas. They tell a lot about what an operation or business is. Religion, which is a huge front in businesses, uses the sign of death and usually dresses the part, as most priests wear black and with the red mixed. Those colors are the lowest colors in life. Red and black mixed become the colors of evil in the true sense, along with their demonic ritual, which is a symbol of control, as their contrived doctrines. Education uses teachers and children, along with books and an apple, as their symbol. Politics use the American flag, the eagle, and the faces of the president, and the money all of us exchange. The social idea uses a community view and what it is people like to do and to become involved with. Of course, there is so much more to each of these, as each will have their symbols as a sign to relate to. All of these systems want others to recognize who they are, even without having to say or print words, but simply see their symbol. When one sees the letters IRS, they know what it means immediately, and it usually creates a reaction in people. The same is true if people see a heart drawn or printed on a card or a billboard. They know that the symbol means love. And so when we are dreaming to get the message in a more realistic fashion across to the conscious mind, our experiences for the most part are symbols, which we have to decide for ourselves and understand. The dream arena will, for the most part, use the symbols a person is already familiar with, but most people do not pay close enough attention to the symbols in their life. So it will take them a time to figure out what's going on with them. Different people I know represent attitudes or actions that occur in my life. If I have an attitude about something, a person I know will show up in my dream visions and play the role as the outstanding attitude about them. This then gives me the basic meaning of the dream, and I can figure out the rest. Properly read, one dreams is like learning a new language. You can get the basic ideas, and then there's always more to learn, as you're constantly given more and added to. Somebody have any remarks on that? Thoughts?
Does 707 area code want to have anything to share? I'll say something about symbols, and that's watching Dwayne. It's kind of interesting because he looks for these things all the time. our funding. We are waiting for the funding or being creative about obtaining it. That on the way back from the bank the other day, there was a Brinks truck to our right at the intersection. So he saw it as it's on the brink. The money is on the brink. Driving further down the coast, we stopped at a red light. There were two little squirrels on the beach there, kind of in the middle of nowhere. He said, "Oh, that's Paul and Revazar." and then further on, and we were talking about the Huntington Beach and how the waves used to be more gentle. Now they're really, the shore break is really crashes. There's it curls under and really pounds you if you get caught in it the wrong place. And he says there's entities that moved in because of the negativity of the world. Negative elementals have moved in to the shore there and are doing havoc with the waves there. So it's just an example that he's always looking and seeing different things around the environment, symbols that life is showing him and giving him hints. And it's kind of interesting to be around him and watch this.
Yeah, symbols seem to be everywhere, you know, and people believe them. I know that I've seen my friends wear the cross, and that kind of scares me because really that means death, you know, and they're carrying around with them and probably displaying the death. That's kind of scary.
I'm sure everybody's had real side experiences. Well, the boys in life oftentimes use symbology or demonstrations to get across a message. And it's not, a lot of times it's not clear cut. It's something you have to figure out what it means. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But a lot of times it's kind of funny what they do. You know how they present something to you, and it's often in a symbol or trying to think of one. Well, Dwayne's had a lot of, he's shared some in his books here about the new man, the actor Paul Newman. I think Paul Newman came to him in a real side experience, and it was to demonstrate that he's getting prepared to be the new man, the new wave is, things like that. The real guys kind of make it fun, make it like a puzzle that you have to figure out a lot of this, what you get on the real side and in the physical too.
It's interesting how Dwayne uses the example of the gargoyle that was on the letter from the Trump people and saying that is from the lowest place in life, the lower astral realms of like what we call hell. And when he talks about Donald, where he's going to take us on this ship, it sounds like that is relating to the lower astral hell. And here we have the children that are receptive awareness, and they're seeing what's on TV with all the stuff that's being presented on TV and what they hear on the radio and what they see in this modern technology stuff. So much of it is influencing them besides what they see their parents' lifestyle as right now on Earth. And that's why it's so important for this homeschool of the new presentation to be guiding children to why they came here and find out about how to earn their way into the real universes out of these psych realms of with all the nightmares and things that are the opposite of what's in the real universes. Even like the symbols, even the new wave, isn't that a symbol?
That's right. Or the American flag. Everyone's supposed to put their hand over their heart and say, America. It's been so long since I've said it. I don't remember what it was.
Pledge allegiance.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
To the flag. Yeah.
To the flag.
To a flag.
And to America. I mean, come on. This is a real symbol right there. And that we're supposed to be the only, we're the good guys, in other words. Well, once a person has had real experience with the real guides, they will see for themselves that all theory, philosophy, metaphysical, and religious teachings are very secondary and even scary to be involved with, as they are strictly a material phenomena that has taken the attention of the masses for eons, because people have not had a real choice and a real education until now. All these systems make their followers subservient and eventually cause a neurosis in them, because they are under the rule of the Kalamun God, Lord of all the belief systems in the three lower levels. Those who have dreams of dark figures in their nightly experience are being shown how they are watched by the agents of the Kalamun God, who are in the unseen side where most people have no real experience as to what is taking place. The dreamer will also experience a feeling of fear at times, because their higher awareness senses what is taking place and is trying to convey the message to their lower self, the personal, physical human. The human side of what all of us must deal with here is very susceptible and strong-willed to have its way, and being so always takes itself into a plunge of death in a happy or sad way. Keep in mind, the dualistic forces play both sides of this passing dream, just like the politicians do. So as they portray the idea that there are two political parties, the Democrats and the Republican, the political faces that are presented to the public are the puppets of the puppet masters. This world is a science fiction dream come true, and all that has been implemented and created. Most people are so tap-lined into the system by an unconscious means that they cannot see over all phenomena that they have come to know as their lifestyle. Everyone has experiences in the other levels above this bottom of awareness, but many are not aware of this fact. And so, to better understand what's taking place within, they should give themselves a command before going to sleep each night that will remember their dreams. The moment that one awakes, they should jot down the basic idea of their dream. Because as the experience comes into the physical brain, it's like a bullet hitting the water. It quickly loses its momentum on the human side immediately, and the human side takes over and floods the person with what it wants to be doing. So for a person to get to know themselves better, it's a real task at first until a pattern of recognition starts to set in, which may take years or even a lifetime. With all that is being presented here, it is best a person becomes more aware of the world on which they're living. If not, they will always be the unknowing effect of what is taking place all around them. If a person wants to believe that they know what's taking place here and accepts what the authoritarians are telling them, that's true, that's their truth, then so be it. So whatever a man believeth it to be, or he to be, as this idea applies to the first three levels of the passing dream only, and not the reality of the real universes of sound and light. Yes, this idea does not apply, but it will not save a person's life by going the way of the ego and whatever it wants. Anyone can believe whatever they want to, but it doesn't make it so. And I think that that's just about all that these bedtime stories has this evening. And that's a lot. Remember your dreams and write them down in the morning. Do your new you before you go to sleep. Get quiet. And before dropping off, just keep singing new you, you, you. Ask for Rubizar and the meaning of your dreams. And sleep. And the next morning, wake up and write down any dreams that come through, or any impressions that you might have. Write them down immediately before you sleep. This will help you see where you're at. Okay. As far as Ariana, say goodnight to the folks. Val and Tim and myself and all of us will sing before we sleep tonight. New you, everyone join in. New you.
New you.
Good night all, and pleasant dreams.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Yes, happy dreams.